Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. We're still here a little late today with Jason Fetty. Hello.
Hello. The daily scramble is going to turn into 2 days of scrambling.
Yeah, I know. We're late on the air because we have a really special guest who's driving through town. Professional rapper, Lil Dicky in studio. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys?
We're very good. Great. It's nice to have you, man.
Yeah. It's great being here. What a location you guys
have. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Right by the beach.
I bet there are great lunch spots around here, too.
Are you hungry right now?
You know, I'm always forward thinking.
You are a viral sensation. You've got a new album out called Professional Rapper. You're touring your first ever headlining tour. Things are going well for you right now, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We saw you last night in San Diego, and you're again tonight at the Observatory in Orange County, and you've only done a few of these live shows. You know, in translating what you do as a video online, like with Save That Money and Let Me Freak and all these ex-boyfriend, these really popular videos.
Yeah.
How did you decide, how did you conceptualize that as a live show?
Well, you know, it varies. Like, this actually isn't my first headlining tour.
Okay.
It's probably my third. And you
first
know,
time like this though with for, all yeah, the with all whole, the fanfare and everything.
Yeah, this is yeah. Well, now it's like a dating game show.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Before there wasn't that, but before it was like, you know, my 5-year plan. I took people through like my 5-year plan. Like I actually like went year one. This is what I want to accomplish, and it was like more of like a business presentation.
Yeah, with a PowerPoint.
Yeah, it was a PowerPoint, but like with like graphs that showed like, you know, the increase in sexual partners since becoming a rapper. Like, you know,
that kind so of great. So great.
But now it's like more of a dating game show, and yeah, it's. Well, so like I don't know that I really wanted to think about like a whole new, I guess, brand for the tour, and for whatever. I'm always looking for her, you know, the one.
That's what this is really all about.
Yeah, it's just an excuse to like maybe like be more efficient in finding my wife.
Has it worked yet?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep us updated.
I don't think my wife would ever come on stage actually, but. It's, you know, we're still looking.
It's like a sort of an old Jewish accountant's way of doing this whole rap thing.
Right, exactly. Right?
It's so it's spreadsheets and this is how I'm going to do it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm really interested to know how the... Because I'm confused about the whole race thing in America.
Right. Tell me what confuses you.
Well, we're mentioning it now, like I was saying... I'm going to say to you now, I'm going to ask you a question about how does the black community...
Right.
Like, there's a black community... Because where I'm from, there isn't a black or white community. There are just rich and poor people.
Interesting.
Right. So it's not a thing. Wouldn't even ask that question.
Yeah.
But here it's a serious question.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it makes fun of... Some of what you do makes fun of hip-hop. So have you had, like, death threats at this point?
No. Because you know what? I think I'm, like, very... Like, it's not like I just make fun of hip-hop. I make fun of everything. I make fun of myself more than anything.
Right.
You know? Like, I'm just, like, the kind of guy who's, like, always kind of poking fun at things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just who I am. Like, I really believe in the joke. So it's, like... And I think people get that it's a joke. And, no, like, surprising... Not, I guess not... You know, I had concerns going into it that people might take it too seriously or be offended.
Right.
But... The hip-hop community at large has been, like, the most embracing of any community. Like, rappers are the people who, like, respect and enjoy what I'm doing more than anybody because they know the level of detail that goes into it. They know, like, the uniqueness and the fresh take on it. So, it's actually... The hip-hop community seems to be more on board than anybody.
Maybe if it was just a one-off thing, if you just some kid who'd made one video making fun of hip-hop, that would be one thing. But, of course, with the longevity of it, it's really fascinating to me.
And it's not even, like, I really don't know that it's making fun of hip-hop. It's just, like, it might feel that way because I'm, like, being funny, but really it's not. Like a song like Save That Money, for example, like, you could say, sure, every rap song you hear is about spending money, so, like, this is an ironic take and, you know, just flipping it.
Yeah.
At the same time, who I am as a person is, like, a very cheap person. And, like, I have, like, a lot of pride... in saving money.
Right.
So it's like, it actually kind of is all who I am, but it's just, I think, who I am as a natural person kind of ends up being sometimes the counter opposite of what you'd expect in mainstream rap.
It's so postmodern. You really are an authentic guy.
Yeah.
You're not making fun of anyone.
No, exactly.
This is who I am, a cheap Jew, and I can say that.
Right.
Because I'm a racist.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Well, you transcend this line between being a serious, talented rapper and making fun of things, being a comedian.
Yeah.
And it was funny to me last night at your show, seeing people do typical rap show things, like putting their hands in the air to lyrics that are absurd.
Yeah.
Do you ever like look out at them and be like, are you guys sure you're like, you know what you're doing bouncing to right
it's
now?
It's funny. No, I end up like, you know, like when I always like when I know like a really absurd line's coming up that I know everybody knows, I'll like not say it and let them say it.
Right.
Yeah, I just think
it's so funny to hear a whole crowd saying like six pack on my blank.
Right.
Right. And so, at this point people do. They sing along.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, you've got millions and millions of views on your videos. The latest one, Save That Money, we have to talk about because you did it in spirit of the song.
Absolutely.
By not buying anything, not paying for anything.
Yeah.
You got a nightclub for free, a boat for free, a couple really nice exotic cars.
Yep.
Just tell us about doing that. I mean.
Yeah. So like, I think obviously it all starts with the song and the song's called all about saving money. So we wanted to figure out, and I personally, I felt like out of all the songs I've ever made, this one actually had like serious potential to be like a legitimate radio song and like an actual, you know, beyond YouTube type thing. So I just wanted the video to be kind of next level. Like I wanted to have it be like a different dynamic. And we thought about the idea and I at first didn't think it was going to work. Like I thought, it's a good idea. It's probably got the highest ceiling in terms of any video concept we've ever come up with, but the lowest floor. And, you know, but it didn't really cost anything to find out. That's the thing. So it was like, we might as well just go try it out, see what the heck happens. And everything just started going like incredibly well immediately. And then every time we tried to do anything, it like, you know, like
people went for it.
You deal with rejection. Like, you know, you're going to get rejected 95% of the time, but all you need is the one single acceptance.
Yeah.
And it's like every day, like we'd be rejected and like, we'd be rejected in like very kind of comical ways that like added value.
Yeah. Right.
And then we'd get accepted.
Right.
And then it was like, this is unbelievable. This is actually going to work.
So you're literally knocking on doors. People have not seen it. You're knocking on doors and saying, can we use your enormous, ridiculous pile of a house?
Yeah.
You know, and it's in a sort of Borat-like kind of ballsy way it's amazing to watch.
Yeah, I actually just, like 3 days ago, Sacha Baron Cohen invited me to his house.
And no.
Like,
he was at the LA concert.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you've made a lot of really famous friends in your short career. Snoop Dogg's on the first track of your album. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty sick.
Your T-Pain's video is in your video. I mean, what does that feel, dude? I mean, it's insane.
No, it's great. It feels... You know, if I'm being completely frank and honest, like I feel really confident and like I feel like I know where it's going to end up. And so this stuff doesn't particularly surprise me. I know that's like maybe it's supposed an arrogant way to frame it, but like I totally appreciate it.
Yeah.
And like I'm very happy it's coming so soon.
Well, dude, I have a couch for you to sleep on when this whole thing falls apart. I'm telling you.
I won't let it happen.
Yeah, you really won't.
Yeah, I won't. So.
No, of course you won't.
Now, obviously, we've got Little Dicky in studio. You're a rap artist on a rock station right now. But I think that's really interesting because I'm a fan of you. People in this room are a fan of you. And we don't really listen to rap or hip hop. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that a lot.
I do. I hear that often.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I just think it's kind of like a unique take on rap. I've never heard anybody rap about the stuff I rap about.
Right.
So I think, I just think it's probably like more relatable than most rap for you personally. And, I don't know. I just think it's also more than I think just music sometimes. It's like borderline entertainment and it's like easier to absorb it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the first song on your album, Professional Rapper, is about you pitching yourself to Snoop Dogg as the kind of rapper you want to be. That's all very truthful, right? I mean, you had a real serious business approach to this and knew the kind of demographic you wanted to reach, and you were smart about it before you just jumped in and did it.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, I initially started doing this to become a comedian. Hmm. And because being like an actual respected rapper felt as unfeasible or infeasible. Is it infeasible or unfeasible?
Unfeasible.
I'm going to go with un.
Yeah.
It felt as unfeasible as playing in the NBA.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But like as you do it, the better you get. And I've obviously always been in love with rap as a consumer, but holy moly, thank God I chose rap as the vehicle for comedy because I found out that I think I'm like a, you know, and hopefully a fairly important rapper when it's all said and done.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you want it to go from there? Do you want to keep doing rap? Do you want to go into TV or movies or comedy writing or whatever?
You know, I like more than ever have just as much ambition in like being like an on-screen comedic talent, writer, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And I hopefully in 5 years, it's like, you know, Dave Bird, the actor, comedian, model, just as much as you know.
What are you going to model, Dave?
I'm just kidding. Just as much as you know Lil Dicky the rapper. You know, like I want it to be like dual careers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you use something else? You know, you're using rap as a vehicle for comedy now. Would you consider doing like Sacha Baron Cohen, using something else as a vehicle, like completely changed? Because he was Borat for a while, and then he was, you know, the other guy.
You know, I like...
whatever his name is.
As much as I might seem like I have it all figured out, things constantly evolve. And it's like, I've now more than ever, like, I'm very cognizant of, like, not being so dead set on a certain mindset because, like, things change. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I can tell you I want to be... take rapping as far as I can take it, like be rapping for 10 years, you know what I mean? And like win a Grammy, you know, like that's what I want to do there. But like just as much, if not more, I want to be like in movies, in my own TV show. Like I want to be writing and just acting.
Well, I know you're confident and you have it together as far as where you're going, but I don't think you're overconfident. I don't think you're egotistical about it.
Yeah.
And just now you asked us your opinion on your show last night. You said, was this part too sexist?
Right.
And in your video for Save That Money, you ask somebody something like, oh, I feel embarrassed texting. Or should I do, whatever.
Yeah,
You're not full of yourself at all.
No. Yeah. Like I think all of the confidence I have is based off of sheer logic.
Yeah.
Like just logically it makes sense why X, Y, and Z.
Right. Like a business plan. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just is what it is.
Well, maybe, you know, some of the rap guys, the real deal, the black guys that do this music. Yeah. I'm English. What do I know?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they can see in you some of themselves. They have to appear macho, confident, and completely with, like, no flies on them, no spot. You can't find a spot on them. They're not vulnerable at all. Whereas you come across as, you know, Woody Allen.
Right. Yeah, no, I think it varies. I think it varies, like... I've come very quick to not like throw all people in one, you know what I mean? Like every rapper's different, but I think certainly on the whole, you listen to rap for like 6 hours on the radio, you're going to hear a lot of
different things. Yeah.
But you're going to hear a lot of the same things too.
Right.
You're going to hear a lot of bravado and like machismo.
Indeed. Yeah.
And I think.
And songs about spending money rather than saving it.
Yeah, I think just as much as you're capable of understanding why what I'm doing is refreshing, that's the same deal with any rapper.
Yeah.
Maybe even more because they're actually in it.
Yeah. Something new for them.
Yeah.
Well, it's great.
Yeah, we admire you greatly, man.
Thank you.
Lil Dicky in studio. Again, he's got a show tonight at the Observatory in Orange County. Tickets online at observatoryoc.com. I'd like to play a quick game with you before we wrap up.
Sure.
Okay, it's called BS Hot Potato.
Before we wrap up, was that a little pun there?
Unintentional, but yes. Let me play the thing.
All right, let's see who's the most foolish. It's time for BS Hot Potato on KX93.5.
All right, so this is pretty simple, Dave.
Yep.
I'm going to give a word.
Yep.
Let's say it's pencils.
Yep.
And you and Jason are both going to try to speak for 60 seconds on the subject of pencils.
Okay.
Without hesitating, deviating, or repeating.
Interesting.
Meaning you can't
60
say,
seconds is you, so long.
Well, it's a long time.
But if you mess up, he will challenge you. He'll say, nope, he hesitated, or nope, he deviated.
Okay.
Then he takes over from wherever you last left
off.
And you get a point if you make it to 60 seconds.
Okay.
I hate this game.
You love this game. Does that make sense?
I think so.
So he'll start, but don't be afraid to challenge him if you hear him deviate, hesitate, or repeat.
Okay.
Yep. So the first topic will be the Torah.
Okay. The Torah.
You guys will start with the Torah. Are you ready? Okay.
What are we either of us? We're terrible Jews.
Yeah,
but you're both Jews. All right.
Struggle here,
so though. Here you go, Jason. In 3, 2, 1, the Torah.
The Torah was a book written many years ago by old people in strange hats and garments with a big pen.
Hesitation.
Yeah.
Good. So that's a challenge.
Completely useless.
Yeah. So 150,000 years ago, a couple people got together and wrote the Torah. Rumor has it that the Torah was written in the Andes. And when, upon its conception, everybody in the village was kind of open-minded, yet skeptical of its source material. At the same time, everybody kind of latched on because they needed something to believe in.
I've got to stop. You repeated everybody, but you were doing brilliantly well.
Okay.
You can't say the same word twice.
The same word.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
But you can repeat the word Torah, the actual word.
Okay.
All right, Jason, you start at 32. Go.
Sheep were instrumental in the writing of the Torah. They, in those days, were able to speak fluent Hebrew, which they spake to the people that were down there in the Andes on a boat, floating around, diligently copying the word of the Lord while they smoked big cigars and ate bananas made from marzipan, which everybody could find from Switzerland at the time.
All right, that's 60 seconds.
Oh, my God. I deviated.
Yeah, you could have challenged him for deviation.
I believed it all. Yeah.
You might as well.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, you're going to start this next one. We'll do the subject of Transformers.
Oh, okay.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
The first Transformer was created by Michael Bay in 1999. He actually sought out to create some sort of half machine, half life form. Little did he know that he would be starting an entire trend of blockbuster movies and toys and a lifestyle, really, for so many children.
Hesitation, but it was great. Very good.
You almost got
Transformers
it.
Are a lifestyle for children. I love it.
All right, Jason, you start at 21
what am
seconds.
I doing? Transformers,
go.
What is a Transformer? Is it something that children play with? I once saw one on the TV. I'm much too old to know anything about Transformers as a thing, except that I do know that when a person sets out in his life to do something positive for himself and maybe reads a book or takes some kind of advice.
This feels like
from
it's got nothing
deviation.
To do with Transformers.
Absolutely.
I was going for the
no,
they were going to transform themselves.
Yeah. The correct thing to do.
I didn't get there.
All right, it's currently 2-2, so Dave, if you can go for 20 seconds on Transformers, you will win.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
The other day I was walking by a car. At the same time, there was a red light. When I looked to the left, it was just a car. I know I said the word car twice, but I think it's
you
still...
You did. You just has, you did. You just got yourself out of the game.
Okay.
How many
I'm going to veto. I want to hear where he's going.
I wasn't going anywhere.
I really want to know.
He wasn't going anywhere.
Was the car going to turn into a Transformer?
It was, of course.
Oh, I was still very upset.
All right,
by the
then
way.
You finish it. 7 seconds, go.
It's possible to transform oneself into whatever one wants, and when one does that, one becomes a Transformer. And hence, that's the end of my thing.
All right, good job, you guys.
You won.
BS Hot Potato. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dave, you lost.
It's okay. He seems to be more experienced.
It's pure experience. That's all it is, I promise you, man.
Yeah.
You do this for a living. You rap for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he probably writes it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm horrible at like thinking of things on the spot.
Can you freestyle very well?
No.
No.
Do you really craft the words? Are you a poet?
Yeah. What do you mean, do I craft the words? Yeah. I write every word.
No, I mean, but do you spend a lot of time on them? Or does it sort of pour out of you?
No. Like, I'm on, like, you know, thesaurus.com. Yeah.
Really? Well, that's great. No, I think a lot of songwriters are.
Yeah, it doesn't just flow to me at all. I'm, like, online, like, researching.
Have you had the experience of that, though, where it just poured out? Like,
no.
It does happen for people.
You know, I'll freestyle over a beat and, like, understand, like, the tone and, like, the vibe I'm going for. Sometimes I might say something very interesting. Oftentimes I say something interesting to the point where it's like, oh, that's, like, a good word for the hook.
Yep.
Let's center the song around that concept. But, like, when it comes to, like, the actual nitty-gritty, it's like, very much like I'm sitting down at, like, 8:30 a.m. and, like, two screens going.
Right, chipping away.
Rhymezone.com. Like, yeah, really just chipping.
I love that you're an early riser. You said you'd do a show at 11 a.m.
If I had it my way,
yeah.
I got to go on stage at, what, 10:30 we said
tonight? Yeah, 10:30 tonight.
You know how, like, ridiculous that is?
That's
like, imagine, like
really
where
late.
You're what headspace you'll be in at 10:30.
Yeah, it's killer. Yeah. It is a killer, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to mention briefly about his show. I won't give too much away, but there's game shows involved. There's audience participation involved.
Yeah. It's not your traditional rap show.
No, it's a lot of fun. And people tonight, again, can go at the Observatory in Orange County. Again, set times at 10:30. Who are you playing with tonight?
I am Sue.
Right.
Yeah, and Alex Wiley.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to give a shout out to your hype man?
Yeah, shout out Gata. Sorry for... We did like a prank phone call with him the other day where we told him he got fired and he was kind of shaken up by it. But just shout out Gata for still being here for at least the day. We'll see. He's making a lot. Like he just pooped on the RV, which is like an incredible no-no. Like it was previously unallowed. I don't know why he thinks he's above the rules. So he might actually get fired.
Professional Rapper is the name of the new album from Lil Dicky. You can download it now, and you can watch the video for Save That Money online. You really should if you're not familiar with him yet. Anything else you want to add, sir?
No, I'm just excited to enjoy the great weather and scenery here in, I suppose, Santa Ana. Is that like...
You're in Laguna Beach
right now.
Beach?
Yeah.
Your show's in Santa Ana.
Okay. Well, just the whole general SoCal area.
We don't go to Santa Ana. We would never lower ourselves to that.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, then I take it back.
Except for your show.
Yeah, just come through tonight.
Hey, right. I hope you make lots of bling.
Thank you. You know, money doesn't drive me, but hopefully I gain enough respect to where we're all satisfied.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good man.
Thanks a lot.